Section 3. Ride within your abilities. This manual cannot teach you how to control direction, speed, or balance. That's something you can learn only through practice, preferably in a formal course of instruction like an MSF rider course. But control begins with knowing your abilities and riding within them, along with knowing and obeying the rules of the road. Basic vehicle control. Body position. To control a motorcycle well. Posture. Position yourself comfortably so you are able to operate all the controls and can use your arms to steer the motorcycle, rather than to hold yourself up. This helps you bond with your motorcycle and allows you to react quickly to hazards. Seat. Sit far enough forward so that arms are slightly bent when you hold the hand grips. Bending your arms permits you to press on the handlebars without having to stretch. Hands. Hold the handle grips firmly to keep your grip over rough surfaces. Start with your right wrist flat. This will help you keep from accidentally using too much throttle. Also, adjust the handlebars so your hands are even with or below your elbows. This permits you to use the proper muscles for precision steering. Knees. Keep your knees against the gas tank to help you keep your balance as the motorcycle turns. Feet. Keep your feet firmly on the footrests to maintain balance. Don't drag your feet. If your foot catches on something, you could be injured and it could affect your control of the motorcycle. Keep your feet near the controls so you can get to them fast if needed. Also, do not let your toes point downward, they may get caught between the road and the footrests. Shifting gears. There is more to shifting gears than simply getting the motorcycle to pick up speed smoothly. Learning to use the gears when downshifting, turning or starting on hills is equally important for safe motorcycle operation. The gear shift lever is located in front of the left footrest and is operated by the left foot. To shift up to a higher gear, position your foot under the shift lever and lift. To downshift, press the shift lever down. The shift lever changes one gear each time it is lifted or pressed down. Whenever the lever is released, spring loading returns it to center, where the mechanism resets for the next shift up or down. A typical gear pattern is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The N is for neutral, which is selected by either a half lift from first gear or a half press from second gear. Most motorcycles have 5 gears, but some have 4 or 6 gears. As your motorcycle increases speed, you will need to shift up to a higher gear. Shift up well before the engine RPM reaches its maximum recommended speed. As a general rule, shift up soon enough to avoid overrevving the engine, but not so soon to cause the engine to lag. When upshifting, use a 3-step process. 1. Roll off the throttle as you squeeze the clutch lever. 2. Lift the shift lever firmly as far as it will go. 3. Smoothly ease out the clutch and adjust the throttle. Once the shift is completed, release the shift lever to permit it to reset for the next shift. You should shift down through the gears with the clutch as you slow or stop, and can also shift down when you need more power to accelerate. Make certain you are riding slowly enough when you shift into a lower gear. If not, the motorcycle will lurch, and the rear wheel may skid. When riding downhill or shifting into first gear, you may need to use the brakes to slow enough before downshifting safely. When downshifting, use a 3-step process. 1. Roll off the throttle as you squeeze the clutch lever. 2. Press the shift lever down firmly. 3. Ease out the clutch lever as you roll on the throttle. Once the shift is completed, release the shift lever to permit it to reset for the next shift. Rolling on the throttle slightly while smoothly easing out the clutch can help the engine come up to speed more quickly and make the downshift smoother. Shifting to a lower gear causes an effect similar to using the brakes. This is known as engine braking. To use engine braking, shift down one gear at a time and ease out the clutch through the friction zone between each downshift. Keep the clutch in the friction zone until the engine speed stabilizes. Then ease out the lever fully until ready for the next downshift. Usually you shift gears one at a time, but it is possible to shift through more than one gear while the clutch is squeezed. Remain in first gear while you are stopped so that you can move out quickly if you need to. Work toward a smooth, even clutch release, especially when downshifting. It is best to change gears before entering a turn. However, sometimes shifting while in the turn is necessary. If so, remember to do so smoothly. A sudden change in power to the rear wheel can cause a skid. Braking. Improper braking technique remains a significant contributing factor in many motorcycle crashes. Your motorcycle has two brake controls, one for the front wheel and one for the rear wheel. Always use both brakes every time you slow or stop. The front brake is more powerful and can provide at least 70% of your total stopping power. The front brake is safe to use if you use it properly. Maximum straight line braking is accomplished by fully applying both front and rear brakes without locking either wheel. To do this, squeeze the front brake smoothly, firmly, and with progressively more force. Do not grab the brake lever or use abrupt pressure. As the motorcycle's weight transfers forward, more traction becomes available at the front wheel, so the front brake can be applied harder after braking begins. Keep your knees against the tank and your eyes up, looking well ahead. This helps you stop the motorcycle in a straight line. Apply light to lighter pressure to the rear brake pedal to prevent a rear wheel skid. As weight transfers forward, less traction is available at the rear. Use less rear brake pressure. Using both brakes for even normal stops will permit you to develop the proper habit or skill of using both brakes properly in an emergency. Squeeze the front brake and press down on the rear. Grabbing at the front brake or jamming down on the rear can cause the brakes to lock, resulting in control problems. Braking in a corner. Anytime a motorcycle is leaned over, the amount of traction available for braking is reduced. The greater the lean angle, the more the possibility of the tires losing traction. To stop as quickly and as safely as possible in a curve, and depending on road and traffic conditions, try to get the motorcycle as perpendicular to the road as possible, then brake. If conditions do not allow, brake smoothly and gradually, but do not apply as much braking force as you would if the motorcycle were straight up. As you slow, you can reduce your lean angle, and as more traction becomes available for braking, you can more firmly apply the brakes, so that by the time the motorcycle is stopped, the motorcycle is straight up, and the handlebars are squared. Linked and integrated braking systems. Some motorcycles have linked braking, which connects the front and rear brakes on the motorcycle and applies braking pressure to both brakes when either the front lever or rear pedal is applied. An integrated braking system is a variation of the linked system in which partial front braking is applied whenever the rear brake is activated. Consult your owner's manual for a detailed explanation on the operation and effective use of these systems. Anti-lock braking systems, ABS. ABS is designed to prevent wheel lock-up and avoid skids when stopping in straight-line, panic situations. ABS operates when maximum pressure on both the front and rear brake controls is applied. If electronic sensors detect the possibility of a wheel lock, brake hydraulic pressure is released then reapplied to maintain maximum braking effectiveness. The system is capable of releasing and reapplying pressure more than 15 times per second. Turning. Approach turns and curves with caution. Riders often try to take curves or turns too fast. When they can't hold the turn, they end up crossing into another lane of traffic or going off the road. Or, they overreact and brake too hard, causing a skid and loss of control. Use four steps for better control. Slow, reduce speed before the turn by closing the throttle and, if necessary, applying both brakes. Look through the turn to where you want to go. Turn just your head, not your shoulders, and keep your eyes level with the horizon. Press. To turn, the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, press on the handgrip in the direction of the turn. Press left handgrip, lean left, go left. Press right handgrip, lean right, go right. The higher the speed in a turn, or the sharper the turn, the greater the lean angle needs to be. Roll. Roll on the throttle to maintain or slightly increase speed. This helps stabilize the motorcycle. In normal turns, the rider and the motorcycle should lean together at the same angle. In slow, tight turns, counterbalance by leaning the motorcycle only and keeping your body straight. Keeping your distance. The best protection you can have is distance, a cushion of space, separating yourself from other vehicles on the roadway. This will provide you with a clear view of emerging traffic situations, so that if someone else makes a mistake, you will have more time to respond. More space to maneuver, including an escape route if necessary. Lane positions. Successful motorcyclists know that they are safer when clearly seen. In some ways, the size of the motorcycle can work to your advantage. Each traffic lane gives a motorcycle three paths of travel, as indicated in the illustration. Your lane position should help you increase your ability to see and be seen. Avoid others' blind spots. Avoid surface hazards. Protect your lane from other drivers. Communicate your intentions. Avoid wind blast from other vehicles. Provide an escape route. Set up for turns. Many motorcyclists consider the left third of the lane, the left tire track of automobiles, to be their default lane position. You should then consider varying your lane position as conditions warrant, keeping in mind that no portion of the lane need be avoided, including the center. You should position yourself in the portion of the lane where you are most likely to be seen and you can maintain a space cushion around you. Change position as traffic situations change. Ride in path 2 or 3 if vehicles and other potential problems are on your left only. Remain in path 1 or 2 if hazards are on your right only. If vehicles are being operated on both sides of you, the center of the lane, path 2, is usually your best option. Remember, the center third of the lane is the place where debris and oil drippings from cars collect and where hazards such as manhole covers are located. Unless the road is wet, the average center strip permits adequate traction to ride on safely. You can operate to the left or right of the grease strip and still be within the center third of the traffic lane. Avoid riding on big buildups of oil and grease usually found at busy intersections or toll booths. Experienced riders rely on their own best judgment and instincts. One absolute, however, is to avoid riding in another vehicle's blind spot. Following another vehicle. Following too closely could be a factor in crashes involving motorcyclists. In traffic, motorcycles need as much distance to stop as cars. Normally, a minimum of 2 seconds distance should be maintained behind the vehicle ahead. To gauge your following distance, pick out a marker, such as a pavement marking or lamppost, on or near the road ahead. When the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead passes the marker, count off the seconds, 1001, 1002. If you reach the marker before you reach 2, you are following too closely. A 2-second following distance leaves a minimum amount of space to stop or swerve if the driver ahead stops suddenly. It also permits a better view of potholes and other hazards in the road. A larger cushion of space is needed if your motorcycle will take longer than normal to stop. If the pavement is slippery, if you cannot see through the vehicle ahead, or if traffic is heavy and someone may squeeze in front of you, open up a 3-second or more following distance. Keep well behind the vehicle ahead even when you are stopped. This will make it easier to get out of the way if someone bears down on you from behind. It will also give you a cushion of space if the vehicle ahead starts to back up for some reason. When behind a car, ride where the driver can see you in the rearview mirror. Riding in the center portion of the lane should put your image in the middle of the rearview mirror, where a driver is most likely to see you. Riding at the far side of a lane may permit a driver to see you in a side view mirror. But remember that most drivers don't look at their side view mirrors nearly as often as they check the rear view mirror. If the traffic situation allows, the center portion of the lane is usually the best place for you to be seen by the drivers ahead and to prevent lane sharing by others. Being followed. Speeding up to lose someone following too closely only ends up with someone tailgating you at a higher speed. A better way to handle tailgaters is to get them in front of you. When someone is following too closely, change lanes and let them pass. If you can't do this, slow down and open up extra space ahead of you to allow room for both you and the tailgater to stop. This will also encourage them to pass. If they do not pass, you will have given yourself and the tailgater more time and space to react in case an emergency does develop ahead. Passing and being passed. Passing and being passed by another vehicle is not much different than with a car. However, visibility is more critical. Be sure other drivers see you, and that you see potential hazards. Passing. 1. Ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make you more visible. Signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use your mirrors and turn your head to look for traffic behind. 2. When safe, move into the left lane and accelerate. Select a lane position that does not crowd the car and provides space to avoid hazards in your lane. 3. Ride through the blind spot as quickly as possible. 4. Signal again, and complete mirror and head checks before returning to your original lane and then cancel the signal. Remember, passes must be completed within posted speed limits and only where permitted. Know your signs and road markings. Being passed. When you are being passed from behind or by an oncoming vehicle, stay in the center portion of your lane. Riding any closer to them could put you in a hazardous situation. Avoid being hit by the other vehicle. A slight mistake by you or the passing driver could cause a sideswipe. Extended mirrors. Some drivers forget that their mirrors hang out farther than their fenders. Objects thrown from windows. Even if the driver knows you're there, a passenger may not see you and might toss something on you or the road ahead of you. Blasts of wind from larger vehicles, they can affect your control. You have more room for error if you are in the middle portion when hit by this blast than if you are on either side of the lane. Do not move into the portion of the lane farthest from the passing vehicle. It might invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early. Lane sharing. Cars and motorcycles need a full lane to operate safely. Lane sharing is usually prohibited. Riding between rows of stopped or moving cars in the same lane can leave you vulnerable to the unexpected. A hand could come out of a window. A door could open. A car could turn suddenly. Discourage lane sharing by others. Keep a center portion position whenever drivers might be tempted to squeeze by you. Drivers are most tempted to do this in heavy, bumper-to-bumper traffic. When they want to pass you. When you are preparing to turn at an intersection. When you are moving into an exit lane or leaving a highway. Merging cars. Drivers on an entrance ramp may not see you on the highway. Give them plenty of room. Change to another lane if one is open. If there is no room for a lane change, adjust speed to open up space for the merging driver. Cars alongside. Do not ride next to cars or trucks in other lanes if you do not have to. You might be in the blind spot of a car in the next lane, which could switch into your lane without warning. Cars in the next lane also block your escape if you come upon danger in your own lane. Speed up or drop back to find a place clear of traffic on both sides. SEE. Good. Experienced riders are always aware of what is going on around them. They reduce their risk by using MSF, S3-step SEE strategy. Search. Evaluate. Execute. SEE will help you assess what is going on in traffic so you can plan and implement the safest course of action as traffic situations change. Let's look at each of these steps. Search. How assertively you search, and how much time and space you have, can eliminate or minimize risk. As you search, focus on finding potential escape routes, especially in or around intersections, shopping areas, and school and construction zones. One way to search is to use your rider radar to aggressively scan the environment ahead of you, to the sides, and behind you to avoid potential hazards even before they arise. There are three lead times experienced riders consider. First, be alert and scan for hazards that are about 2 seconds ahead of you, or within your following distance. Scanning your 4-second immediate path can allow you time for a quick response if something should go wrong. Anything that is within 4 seconds of your path is considered immediate because 4 seconds is considered enough time and space to swerve and or brake for XED hazards or for someone or something entering your path of travel. Finally, experienced riders search for hazards that are further out, looking ahead to an area it would take about 12 seconds to reach. This provides time to prepare for a situation before it becomes immediate. Using the SEE strategy will help you to search for a variety of factors such as oncoming traffic that may turn left in front of you, traffic coming from the left and right, traffic approaching from behind, hazardous road conditions that require you to be alert, especially in areas with limited visibility. Visually busy surroundings could hide you and your motorcycle from others. Evaluate. Evaluate means to think about how hazards can interact to create risks for you. Anticipate potential problems and have a plan to reduce risks, particularly when faced with road and surface characteristics. Potholes, guardrails, bridges, telephone poles, and trees won't move into your path, but may influence your riding strategy. Traffic control devices. Look for traffic signals, including regulatory signs, warning signs, and pavement markings, to help you evaluate circumstances ahead. Vehicles and other traffic may move into your path and increase the likelihood of a crash. Think about your time and space requirements in order to maintain a margin of safety. You must leave yourself time to react if an emergency arises. Execute. Finally, execute your decision. To create more space and minimize harm from any hazard, communicate your presence with lights and/or horn. Adjust your speed by accelerating, stopping, or slowing. Adjust your position and/or direction by swerving, changing lanes, or moving to another position within your lane. Apply the old adage, one step at a time, to handle two or more hazards. Adjust speed to permit two hazards to separate. Then deal with them one at a time as single hazards. Decision making becomes more complex with three or more hazards. Weigh the consequences of each and give equal distance to the hazards. In potential high risk areas, such as intersections, shopping areas, and school and construction zones, cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce the time you need to react. Intersections. The greatest potential for conflict between you and other traffic is at intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area or at a driveway on a residential street, anywhere traffic may cross your path of travel. Over one half of motorcycle car crashes are caused by drivers entering a rider's right of way. Cars that turn left in front of you, including cars turning left from the lane on your right, and cars on side streets that pull into your lane, are the biggest dangers. Your use of SEE at intersections is critical. There are no guarantees that others see you. Never count on eye contact as a sign that a driver will yield. Too often, a driver looks right at a motorcyclist and still fails to see him or her. The only eyes that you can count on are your own. If a car can enter your path, assume that it will. Good riders are always looking for trouble, not to get into it, but to stay out of it. Increase your chances of being seen at intersections. Ride with your headlight on and in a lane position that provides the best view of oncoming traffic. Provide a space cushion around the motorcycle that permits you to take evasive action. When approaching an intersection where a vehicle driver is preparing to cross your path, slow down and select a lane position to increase your visibility to that driver. Cover the clutch lever and both brakes to reduce reaction time. As you enter the intersection, move away from the vehicle. Do not change speed or position radically, as drivers might think you are preparing to turn. Be prepared to brake hard and hold your position if an oncoming vehicle turns in front of you, especially if there is other traffic around you. This strategy should also be used whenever a vehicle in the oncoming lane of traffic is signaling for a left turn, whether at an intersection or not. Blind intersections. If you approach a blind intersection, move to the portion of the lane that will bring you into another driver's field of vision at the earliest possible moment. In this picture, the rider has moved to the left portion of the lane, away from the parked car, so the driver on the cross street can see him as soon as possible. Remember, the key is to see as much as possible and remain visible to others while protecting your space. If you have a stop sign or stop line, stop there first. Then edge forward and stop again, just short of where the cross traffic lane meets your lane. From that position, lean your body forward and look around buildings, parked cars, or bushes to see if anything is coming. Just make sure your front wheel stays out of the cross lane of travel while you're looking. Passing parked cars. When passing parked cars, stay toward the left of your lane. You can avoid problems caused by doors opening, drivers getting out of cars, or people stepping from between cars. If oncoming traffic is present, it is usually best to remain in the center lane position to maximize your space cushion. A bigger problem can occur if the driver pulls away from the curb without checking for traffic behind. Even if he does look, he may fail to see you. In either event, the driver might cut into your path. Slow down or change lanes to make room for someone cutting in. Cars making a sudden U-turn are the most dangerous. They may cut you off entirely, blocking the whole roadway and leaving you with no place to go. Since you can't tell what a driver will do, slow down and get the driver's attention. Sound your horn and continue with caution. Parking at the roadside. If parking in a parallel parking space next to a curb, position the motorcycle at an angle with the rear wheel to the curb. Note: some cities have ordinances that require motorcycles to park parallel to the curb. Increasing conspicuity. In crashes with motorcyclists, drivers often say that they never saw the motorcycle. From ahead or behind, a motorcycle's outline is much smaller than a car's. Also, it's hard to see something you are not looking for, and most drivers are not looking for motorcycles. More likely, they are looking through the skinny, two-wheeled silhouette in search of cars that may pose a problem to them. Even if a driver does see you coming, you are not necessarily safe. Smaller vehicles appear farther away and seem to be traveling slower than they actually are. It is common for drivers to pull out in front of motorcyclists, thinking they have plenty of time. Too often, they are wrong. However, you can do many things to make it easier for others to recognize you and your motorcycle. Clothing. Most crashes occur in broad daylight. Wear bright colored clothing to increase your chances of being seen. Remember, your body is half of the visible surface area of the rider, motorcycle unit. Bright orange, red, yellow or green jackets, vests are your best bets for being seen. Your helmet can do more than protect you in a crash. Brightly colored helmets can also help others see you. Any bright color is better than drab or dark colors. Reflective, bright colored clothing, helmet and jacket, vest, is best. Reflective material on the vest and on the sides of the helmet will help drivers coming from the side to spot you. Reflective material can also be a big help for drivers coming toward you or from behind. Headlight. The best way to help others see your motorcycle is to keep the headlight on, at all times. New motorcycles sold in the USA since 1978 automatically have the headlights on when running. Studies show that, during the day, a motorcycle with its light on is twice as likely to be noticed. Use low beam at night and in fog. Signals. The signals on a motorcycle are similar to those on a car. They tell others what you plan to do. However, due to a rider's added vulnerability, signals are even more important. Use them anytime you plan to change lanes or turn. Use them even when you think no one else is around. It's the car you do not see that is going to give you the most trouble. Your signal lights also make you easier to spot. That is why it is a good idea to use your turn signals even when what you plan to do is obvious. When you enter onto a freeway, drivers approaching from behind are more likely to see your signal blinking and make room for you. Turning your signal light on before each turn reduces confusion and frustration for the traffic around you. Once you turn, make sure your signal is off or a driver may pull directly into your path, thinking you plan to turn again. Use your signals at every turn so drivers can react accordingly. Don't make them guess what you intend to do. Brake light. Your motorcycle's brake light is usually not as noticeable as the brake lights on a car, particularly when your taillight is on. It goes on with the headlight. If the situation will permit, help others notice you by flashing your brake light before you slow down. It is especially important to flash your brake light before you slow more quickly than others might expect, turning off a high-speed highway. You slow where others may not expect it, in the middle of a block or at an alley. If you are being followed closely, it is a good idea to flash your brake light before you slow. The tailgater may be watching you and not see something ahead that will make you slow down. This will hopefully discourage them from tailgating and warn them of hazards ahead they may not see. Using your mirrors. While it is most important to keep track of what is happening ahead, you cannot afford to ignore situations behind. Traffic conditions change quickly. Knowing what is going on behind is essential for you to make a safe decision about how to handle trouble ahead. Frequent mirror checks should be part of your normal searching routine. Make a special point of using your mirrors when you are stopped at an intersection. Watch cars coming up from behind. If the driver is not paying attention, he could be on top of you before he sees you. Before you change lanes, make sure no one is about to pass you. Before you slow down. The driver behind may not expect you to slow, or may be unsure about where you will slow. For example, you signal a turn and the driver thinks you plan to turn at a distant intersection, rather than at a nearer driveway. Most motorcycles have rounded, convex, mirrors. These provide a wider view of the road behind than do flat mirrors. They also make cars seem farther away than they really are. If you are not used to convex mirrors, get familiar with them. While you are stopped, pick out a parked car in your mirror. Form a mental image of how far away it is. Then, turn around and look at it to see how close you came. Practice with your mirrors until you become a good judge of distance. Even then, allow extra distance before you change lanes. Head checks. Checking your mirrors is not enough. Motorcycles have blind spots like cars. Before you change lanes, turn your head and look to the side for other vehicles. On a road with several lanes, check the far lane and the one next to you. A driver in the distant lane may head for the same space you plan to take. Frequent head checks should be your normal scanning routine, also. Only by knowing what is happening all around you are you fully prepared to deal with it. Horn. Be ready to use your horn to get someone's attention quickly. It is a good idea to give a quick beep before passing anyone that may move into your lane. Here are some situations. A driver in the lane next to you is driving too close to the vehicle ahead and may want to pass. A parked car has someone in the driver's seat. Someone is in the street, riding a bicycle or walking. In an emergency, sound your horn loud and long. Be ready to stop or swerve away from the danger. Keep in mind that a motorcycle's horn is not as loud as a car's, therefore, use it, but do not rely on it. Other strategies may be appropriate along with the horn. Riding at night. At night, it is harder for you to see and be seen. Picking your headlight or taillight out of the car lights around you is not easy for other drivers. To compensate, you should reduce your speed, ride even slower than you would during the day, particularly on roads you do not know well. This will increase your chances of avoiding a hazard. Increase distance. Distances are harder to judge at night than during the day. Your eyes rely upon shadows and light contrasts to determine how far away an object is and how fast it is coming. These contrasts are missing or distorted under artificial lights at night. Open up a 3-second following distance or more, and allow more distance to pass and be passed. Use the car ahead. The headlights of the car ahead can give you a better view of the road than even your high beam can. Taillights bouncing up and down can alert you to bumps or rough pavement. Use your high beam. Get all the light you can. Use your high beam whenever you are not following or meeting a car. Be visible. Wear reflective materials when riding at night. Be flexible about lane position. Change to whatever portion of the lane is best able to help you see, be seen, and keep an adequate space cushion. Crash avoidance. No matter how careful you are, there will be times when you find yourself in a tight spot. Your chances of getting out safely depend on your ability to react quickly and properly. Often, a crash occurs because a rider is not prepared or skilled in crash avoidance maneuvers. Know when and how to stop or swerve, two skills critical in avoiding a crash. It is not always desirable or possible to stop quickly to avoid an obstacle. Riders must also be able to swerve around an obstacle. Determining which skill is necessary for the situation is important as well. Studies show that most crash involved riders underbrake the front tire and overbrake the rear, did not separate braking from swerving or did not choose swerving when it was appropriate. The following information offers some good advice. Quick stops. To stop quickly, apply both brakes at the same time. Don't be shy about using the front brake, but don't grab it, either. Squeeze the brake lever firmly and progressively. If the front wheel locks, release the front brake immediately then reapply it firmly. At the same time, press down on the rear brake. If you accidentally lock the rear brake on a good traction surface, you can keep it locked until you have completely stopped. But, even with a locked rear wheel, you can control the motorcycle on a straightaway if it is upright and going in a straight line. Stopping quickly in a curve. If you know the technique, using both brakes in a turn is possible, although it should be done very carefully. When leaning the motorcycle, some of the traction is used for cornering. Less traction is available for stopping. A skid can occur if you apply too much brake. Also, using the front brake incorrectly on a slippery surface may be hazardous. Use caution and squeeze the brake lever, never grab. If you must stop quickly while turning in a curve, first straighten and square the handlebars, then stop. If you find yourself in a situation that does not allow straightening first, such as when there is a danger of running off the road in a left-hand curve, or when facing oncoming traffic in a right-hand curve, apply the brakes smoothly and gradually. As you slow, you can reduce your lean angle and apply more brake pressure until the motorcycle is straight and maximum brake pressure can be applied. Always straighten the handlebars in the last few feet of stopping to maintain your balance and remain upright. Maximum straight line braking. Maximum straight line braking is accomplished by fully applying front and rear brakes without locking either wheel. Keep your body centered over the motorcycle and look well ahead, not down. This will help you keep the motorcycle in as straight a line as possible, minimizing lean angle and the likelihood of the wheels losing traction. Front wheel skids. If the front wheel locks, release the front brake immediately and completely. Reapply the brake smoothly. Front wheel skids result in immediate loss of steering control and balance. Failure to fully release the brake lever immediately will result in a crash. Rear wheel skids. A skidding rear tire is a dangerous condition that can result in a violent crash and serious injury or death. Too much rear brake pressure causes rear wheel lockup. As soon as the rear wheel locks, your ability to change direction is lost. To regain control, the brake must be released. However, if the rear wheel is out of alignment with the front, there is a risk of a high side crash. This occurs when the wheels are out of alignment and a locked rear wheel is released. The motorcycle can abruptly snap upright and tumble, throwing the rider into the air ahead of the motorcycle's path. Even slight misalignment can result in a high side crash. Cornering. A primary cause of single vehicle crashes is motorcyclists running wide in a curve or turn and colliding with the roadway or a fixed object. Every curve is different. Be alert to whether a curve remains constant, gradually widens, gets tighter, or involves multiple turns. Ride within your skill level and posted speed limits. Your best path may not always follow the curve of the road. Change lane position depending on traffic, road conditions, and curve of the road. If no traffic is present, start at the outside of a curve to increase your line of sight and the effective radius of the turn. As you turn, move toward the inside of the curve, and as you pass the center, move to the outside to exit. Another alternative is to move to the center of your lane before entering a curve, and stay there until you exit. This permits you to spot approaching traffic as soon as possible. You can also adjust for traffic crowding the center line or debris blocking part of your lane. Handling dangerous surfaces. Your chance of falling or being involved in a crash increases whenever you ride across uneven surfaces or obstacles. Slippery surfaces. Railroad tracks. Grooves and gratings. Uneven surfaces and obstacles. Watch for uneven surfaces such as bumps, broken pavement, potholes, or small pieces of highway trash. Try to avoid obstacles by slowing or going around them. If you must go over the obstacle, first determine if it is possible. Approach it at as close to a 90 angle as possible. Look where you want to go to control your path of travel. If you have to ride over the obstacle, you should slow down as much as possible before contact. Make sure the motorcycle is straight up. Rise slightly off the seat with your weight on the foot pegs to absorb the shock with your knees and elbows, and avoid being thrown off the motorcycle. Just before contact, roll on the throttle slightly to lighten the front end. If you ride over an object on the street, pull off the road and check your tires and rims for damage before riding any farther. Slippery surfaces. Motorcycles handle better when ridden on surfaces that permit good traction. Surfaces that provide poor traction include wet pavement, particularly just after it starts to rain and before surface oil washes to the side of the road. Gravel roads, or where sand and gravel collect. mud, leaves, snow, and ice. Lane markings, painted lines, steel plates and manhole covers, especially when wet. To ride safely on slippery surfaces, reduce speed, slow down before you get to a slippery surface to lessen your chances of skidding. Your motorcycle needs more distance to stop, and it is particularly important to reduce speed before entering wet curves. Avoid sudden moves. Any sudden change in speed or direction can cause a skid. Be as smooth as possible when you speed up, shift gears, turn or brake. Use both brakes. The front brake is still effective, even on a slippery surface. Squeeze the brake lever gradually to avoid locking the front wheel. Remember, gentle pressure on the rear brake. The center of a lane can be hazardous when wet. When it starts to rain, ride in the tire tracks left by cars. Often, the left tire track will be the best position, depending on traffic and other road conditions section. Watch for oil spots when you put your foot down to stop or park. You may slip and fall. Dirt and gravel collect along the sides of the road, especially on curves and ramps leading to and from highways. Be aware of what is on the edge of the road, particularly when making sharp turns and getting on or off freeways at high speeds. Rain dries and snow melts faster on some sections of a road than on others. Patches of ice tend to develop in low or shaded areas and on bridges and overpasses. Wet surfaces or wet leaves are just as slippery. Ride on the least slippery portion of the lane and reduce speed. Cautious riders steer clear of roads covered with ice or snow. If you cannot avoid a slippery surface, keep your motorcycle straight up and proceed as slowly as possible. If you encounter a large surface so slippery that you must coast, or travel at a walking pace, consider letting your feet skim along the surface. If the motorcycle starts to fall, you can catch yourself. Be sure to keep off the brakes. If possible, squeeze the clutch and coast. Attempting this maneuver at anything other than the slowest of speeds could prove hazardous. Railroad tracks, trolley tracks, and pavement seams. Usually, it is safer to ride straight within your lane to cross tracks. Turning to take tracks head-on, at a 90 angle, can be more dangerous. Your path may carry you into another lane of traffic. For track and road seams that run parallel to your course, move far enough away from tracks, ruts, or pavement seams to cross at an angle of at least 45. Then, make a deliberate turn. Edging across could catch your tires and throw you off balance. Grooves and gratings. Riding over rain grooves or bridge gratings may cause a motorcycle to weave. The uneasy, wandering feeling is generally not hazardous. Relax, maintain a steady speed and ride straight across. Crossing at an angle forces riders to zigzag to stay in the lane. The zigzag is far more hazardous than the wandering feeling. Mechanical problems. You can find yourself in an emergency the moment something goes wrong with your motorcycle. In dealing with any mechanical problem, take into account the road and traffic conditions you face. Here are some guidelines that can help you handle mechanical problems safely. Tire failure. You will seldom hear a tire go flat. If the motorcycle starts handling differently, it may be a tire failure. This can be dangerous. You must be able to tell from the way the motorcycle reacts. If one of your tires suddenly loses air, react quickly to keep your balance. Pull off and check the tires. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. A front wheel flat is particularly hazardous because it affects your steering. You have to steer well to keep your balance. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle may jerk or sway from side to side. If either tire goes flat while riding, hold hand grips firmly, ease off the throttle, and keep a straight course. If braking is required, gradually apply the brake of the tire that isn't flat, if you are sure which one it is. When the motorcycle slows, edge to the side of the road, squeeze the clutch and stop. Stuck throttle. Twist the throttle back and forth several times. If the throttle cable is stuck, this may free it. If the throttle stays stuck, immediately operate the engine cutoff switch and pull in the clutch at the same time. This will remove power from the rear wheel, though engine sound may not immediately decline. Once the motorcycle is under control, pull off and stop. After you have stopped, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle works freely before you start to ride again. Wobble. A wobble occurs when the front wheel and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side at any speed. Most wobbles can be traced to improper loading, unsuitable accessories, or incorrect tire pressure. If you are carrying a heavy load, lighten it. If you cannot, shift it. Center the weight lower and farther forward on the motorcycle. Make sure tire pressure, spring pre-load, air shocks and dampers are at the settings recommended for that much weight. Make sure windshields and fairings are mounted properly. Check for poorly adjusted steering. Worn steering parts. A front wheel that is bent, misaligned, or out of balance. Loose wheel bearings or spokes, and worn swingarm bearings. If none of these is determined to be the cause, have the motorcycle checked out thoroughly by a qualified professional. Trying to accelerate out of a wobble will only make the motorcycle more unstable. Instead, grip the handlebars firmly, but do not fight the wobble. Close the throttle gradually to slow down. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Move your weight as far forward and down as possible. Pull off the road as soon as you can to fix the problem. Drivetrain problems. The drivetrain for a motorcycle uses either a chain, belt, or drive shaft to transfer power from the engine to the rear wheel. Routine inspection, adjustment, and maintenance makes failure a rare occurrence. A chain or belt that slips or breaks while you're riding could lock the rear wheel and cause your motorcycle to skid. If the chain or belt breaks, you'll notice an instant loss of power to the rear wheel. Close the throttle and brake to a stop in a safe area. On a motorcycle with a drive shaft, loss of oil in the rear differential can cause the rear wheel to lock, and you may not be able to prevent a skid. Engine seizure. When the engine locks or freezes, it is usually low on oil. The engine's moving parts cannot move smoothly against each other, and the engine overheats. The first sign may be a loss of engine power or a change in the engine sound. Squeeze the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Pull off the road and stop. Check the oil. If needed, oil should be added as soon as possible or the engine will seize. When this happens, the effect is the same as a locked rear wheel. Let the engine cool before restarting. Animals. Naturally, you should do everything you safely can to avoid hitting an animal. If you are in traffic, however, remain in your lane. Hitting something small is less dangerous to you than hitting something big, like a car. Motorcycles seem to attract dogs. If you are being chased, downshift and approach the animal slowly. As you approach it, accelerate and leave the animal behind. Do not kick at the animal. Keep control of your motorcycle and look to where you want to go. For larger animals, deer, elk, cattle, brake and prepare to stop, they are unpredictable. Flying objects. From time to time, riders are struck by insects, cigarettes thrown from cars or pebbles kicked up by the tires of the vehicle ahead. If you are wearing face protection, it might get smeared or cracked, making it difficult to see. Without face protection, an object could hit you in the eye, face or mouth. Whatever happens, keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the handlebars. When safe, pull off the road and repair the damage. Getting off the road. If you need to leave the road to check the motorcycle, or just to rest, be sure to check the roadside. Make sure the surface of the roadside is firm enough to ride on. If it is soft grass, loose sand, or if you're just not sure about it, slow way down before you turn onto it. Signal. Drivers behind might not expect you to slow down. Give a clear signal that you will be slowing down and changing direction. Check your mirror and make a head check before you take any action. Pull off the road. Get as far off the road as you can. It can be very hard to spot a motorcycle by the side of the road. You do not want someone else pulling off at the same place you are. Park carefully. Loose and sloped shoulders can make setting the side or center stand difficult. Carrying passengers and cargo. The extra weight of a passenger or cargo will affect the way your motorcycle behaves, requiring extra practice, preparation, and caution. For this reason, only experienced riders should attempt to carry passengers or large loads. Before taking a passenger or a heavy load on the street, prepare yourself and your motorcycle for safe operation in traffic. Preparing your motorcycle. Tire pressure. Check the air pressure of both tires. Refer to the owner's manual or the label affixed to the motorcycle for the correct inflation specifications. Though most of the added weight will typically be on the rear wheel, don't forget to also check the pressure on the front tire. Correct inflation pressures will maintain maximum stability, steering precision, and braking capability. Suspension. With a heavy load, the riding characteristics and balance of the motorcycle will change. On some motorcycles, it will be necessary to adjust the suspension settings, spring preload, compression, damping settings, etc., to compensate for the lowered rear of the motorcycle. Refer to the owner's manual for adjustment procedures and specifications. Headlight. Prior to loading, position the motorcycle about 10 feet from a wall in an unlighted garage and mark the headlight beam location on the wall with chalk. With a full load and passenger, recheck the headlight beam location. Use the adjusting screws on the headlight to lower the beam to the same height. Check your owner's manual for adjustment procedure. Equipment for carrying a passenger. Be sure your passenger is properly attired, wearing the same level of personal protective gear as you. Be sure your motorcycle is equipped with passenger footrests. Your motorcycle should have a proper seat, one large enough to hold both you and your passenger without crowding. You should not sit more forward than you usually do. Check that there is a strap or solid handholds for your passenger to hold onto. Preparing your passenger to ride. Ensure your passenger is able to reach the passenger footrests and is able to hold onto your waist, hips, belt, or the bike's passenger handholds. Children should be placed immediately behind the rider. A child sitting in front of the rider will not be able to properly balance him, herself, and may interfere with the rider's control of the motorcycle. Passenger safety begins with proper instruction. Riders should not assume that passengers are familiar with motorcycle handling, control, or balance. As a routine practice, always instruct your passenger on cycling basics prior to starting the trip, even if your passenger is a motorcycle rider. As you prepare for your ride, tell your passenger to get on the motorcycle only after you have started the engine and have the transmission in neutral. As the passenger mounts, keep both your feet on the ground and the brakes applied. Sit as far forward as possible without hindering your control of the motorcycle. Hold firmly onto your waist, hips, belt, or passenger handholds for balance and security. Keep both feet firmly on the cycle's footrests, even when stopped. Firm footing will prevent your passenger from falling off and pulling you off. Keep legs away from the muffler, chains, or moving parts. Stay directly behind you and lean with you through turns and curves. It is helpful for the passenger to look over the rider's shoulder in the direction of turns and curves. Avoid unnecessary conversation and avoid leaning or turning around. Make no sudden moves that might affect the stability of the motorcycle when it is in operation. Rise slightly off the seat when crossing an obstacle. Also, remind your passenger to tighten his or her hold when you approach surface hazards such as bumps or uneven road surfaces. Are about to start from a stop or begin moving into traffic. Are about to turn sharply or make a sudden move. Riding with passengers. Your motorcycle will respond more slowly with a passenger on board. The heavier your passenger, the longer it will take to speed up, slow down, or turn. When riding with passengers, ride a little slower, especially when taking curves, corners, or bumps. If any part of the motorcycle scrapes the ground at lean angle, steering control can be lost. Start slowing earlier as you approach a stop, and maintain a larger space cushion whenever slowing or stopping. Wait for larger gaps to cross, enter, or merge in traffic. Carrying loads. Everything you are likely to need for a riding holiday or weekend trip can be packed on your motorcycle in many different ways. There are complete luggage systems, saddlebags that are permanently attached to the motorcycle, soft bags that do not require a carrier system and can be tied to the seat, and a tank bag for other small items. You can also travel simply with only a backpack. Whatever you decide, do not exceed gross vehicle weight rating when traveling with cargo and a passenger, and always make adjustments to the motorcycle to compensate for the added weight. Tips for traveling with passengers and cargo. Keep the load forward. Pack heavier items in the front of the tank bag. Lighter items such as your sleeping bag, ground pad or tent, should be packed on a luggage rack behind you. Try to place the load over, or in front of, the rear axle. Mounting loads behind the rear axle can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause a wobble. Plan your route and length of each day's riding segment and allow plenty of time for breaks. Poor weather, breakdowns, and fatigue are always possible. Consider selecting some interesting secondary roads to occasionally reduce the monotony of the highway. Start as early in the morning as possible. When you are fresh, you ride at peak performance. For most riders, this is usually between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Then, take a good hour's break for lunch. Your energy will pick up again in the afternoon. Don't forget sun protection in the summer. Some combinations of riding gear can leave your neck exposed, risking sunburn. If you wear a backpack, be sure it is securely attached to you. Try to adjust the shoulder straps so that the backpack rests lightly on the seat. This will reduce the tension in your neck and shoulders. If you have a tank bag, be sure it is securely mounted and does not obstruct your view of the controls or instruments. If necessary, pack it only partially full. When strapping the tank bag in place, make sure it does not catch any of the brake lines or cables in the area of the steering head. Secure loads low, or put them in saddlebags. Attaching a load to a sissy bar raises the motorcycle's center of gravity and can upset its balance. If you use saddlebags, load each with about the same weight. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to pull to one side. Overloading may also cause the bags to catch in the wheel or chain, locking the rear wheel and causing the motorcycle to skid. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords, bungee cords or nets. Elastic cords with more than one attachment point per side are recommended. A loose load could catch in the wheel or chain, causing it to lock up, resulting in a skid. Rope can stretch and knots can come loose, permitting the load to shift or fall. You should stop and check the load often to make sure it has not shifted or loosened. Include a small toolkit and some common spare parts that you might need. Water and some energy bars or other food should also be part of your preparation, and don't forget a first aid kit, especially if you are riding in a group. Pre-ride test. Prior to starting out, take a test ride with your fully loaded motorcycle through some familiar neighborhood roads to get a feel for the operation of your motorcycle. Be sure the suspension settings are correct, and that the side stand, footrests, and exhaust pipes don't scrape over bumps and in turns. Ensure the tank bag does not get in the way of the handlebars or restrict the steering. Also check the security of the load, so that your luggage does not hit you in the back under maximum braking. You will also find that the performance of a fully loaded motorcycle will be different than what you are used to. Test the power when accelerating and be aware that it will be lower, increasing passing times and distances. Braking will also feel different, and stopping distances may increase. Group riding. Preparation. Preparing yourself for a group ride is as important as making sure your motorcycle is ready. Riding with a group requires an alert mind that is free from worries, distractions, and stress. It also means riding free from the influence of alcohol or drugs. For some, even too much caffeine or prescription drugs can adversely affect concentration. Prior to a long trip, it's a good idea to have your motorcycle serviced at your local dealership if you aren't able to do the work yourself. A thorough pre-ride check is a must. Use the T-Clocks checklist as a reminder of the important components to check before you leave. Remember to consider such variables as passengers and extra weight from cargo that might require a change in tire pressure or suspension adjustment. Plan. Before starting out, hold a rider's meeting to discuss the route, length of riding segments, rest stops and locations for fuel, meals and lodging. Make sure everyone knows the route. That way, if someone becomes separated, he or she won't have to hurry to keep from getting lost or making the wrong turn. Choose a lead rider and a sweep rider. These should be the most experienced riders of the group. The lead rider should look ahead for changes in road, traffic or weather conditions, and signal early so the word gets back in plenty of time to the other riders. The sweep rider is the last rider in the group, and sets the pace for the group. Place inexperienced riders just behind the leader. That ensures that they won't have to chase after the group, and the more experienced riders can watch them from the back. The most important rules for group riding are: no competition, no passing of other riders, and no tailgating. If a rider insists on riding faster than the group, allow him or her to go ahead to an agreed meeting point. Hand signals. During the riders' meeting, review the hand signals so all riders can communicate during the ride. A diagram of the most common hand signals is at the end of this manual. Follow those behind. During the ride, use your mirrors to keep an eye on the person behind and confirm that the group is staying together. If a rider falls behind, everyone should slow down to keep the group together. Keep your distance. Maintain close ranks, but at the same time, maintain an adequate space cushion to allow each rider in the group time and distance to react to hazards. A close group takes up less space on the highway, is easier to see, and is less likely to become separated. This must, however, be done properly. Don't pair up. Never ride directly alongside another rider in the same lane. There is no place to go if you have to maneuver to avoid a car or hazard in the roadway. Wait until you are both stopped to talk. Staggered formation. This is the best way to keep the ranks close yet maintain an adequate space cushion. The group leader rides in the left side of the lane, and the second rider stays at least 1 second back and rides in the right side of the lane. The third maintains the left position of the lane, at least 2 seconds behind the first rider. The fourth rider should keep at least a 2 second distance from the second rider in the right side of the lane, and so on. This formation keeps the group close and permits each rider to maintain a safe distance from others ahead, behind, and to the sides. It is best to move to single file formation when riding in curves, turning, and entering or leaving freeways or highways. Intersections. Intersections present the highest risk for motorcyclists in a group. When making a left turn at an intersection with a left turn signal arrow, tighten the formation to allow as many riders through the intersection as possible. Make the turn single file. Do not ride side by side. If not all riders get through the light, stop at a safe point ahead and wait. This will prevent riders from feeling pressured to speed up or run a red light. Interstate highways and freeways. A staggered formation is essential when riding on freeways and interstates. However, enter in single file and form up only after all riders have safely merged in traffic. The lead rider should move the group over at least one lane to prevent vehicles that are entering and exiting from disrupting your formation. In heavy traffic, resist the temptation to ride too close together. Maintain your minimum 1 second, 2 second staggered formation space cushion. When exiting, use a single file formation for better space cushion and time to react to conditions at the end of the off-ramp. Parking. When possible, park as a group, so everyone can get off their motorcycles more quickly. Avoid parking downhill or head in, and if possible, park where you can pull through, making the arrival and departure smoother. Whenever possible, park so that the group can depart as a unit in single file. Passing in formation. When the group wants to pass slow traffic on a freeway or interstate, the group may pass as a unit. On a two-lane highway, riders in a staggered formation should pass one at a time. First, the lead rider should pull out and pass when it is safe. After passing, the leader should return to the left position and continue riding at passing speed to open room for the next rider. Next, the second rider should move up to the left position in the lane and wait for a chance to safely pass. When passing, be sure you have a clear view of oncoming traffic. Just because the lead rider passed, that does not mean that conditions haven't changed and that it is still safe for other riders to pass. After passing, the rider should return to the right position and open up room for the next rider. Some people suggest that the lead rider should move to the right side of the lane after passing the vehicle. This is not a good idea, since it might encourage the second rider to pass and cut back in before there is enough space cushion in front of the passed vehicle. It's simpler and safer to wait until there is enough room ahead of the passed vehicle to allow each rider to move into the same position held before the pass. 10 Rules of Group Riding. Base the length of the route and segments on ability of the least experienced rider. Take timely breaks to prevent loss of concentration and reduce fatigue. Adjust the pace through curves to the ability of the least experienced rider. If necessary, form two groups with different speeds. Don't tailgate or encourage the rider in front to speed. If you want to ride faster, ride ahead of the group. Keep adequate following distance and maintain a staggered formation. Do not pass in the group, except in the case of emergency. Place inexperienced riders just behind the leader so they can keep pace without riding faster than it is safe. When passing, be conscious of the traffic conditions and oncoming traffic. Even though the previous riders passed safely, it may not be safe for you. Maintain adequate time distance between riders, especially at intersections. This allows you to avoid hard braking. Check your mirrors frequently to ensure the group stays together.